Sunday night. No bitches. No plans. You know what that means? We're doing an online autism test. I have two friends that have autism who have asked me if I maybe have autism. And to them, I say I don't know. Because I don't. I went to the doctor the last time when I was 12, and I just got health insurance in the United States of America, the country that I have just moved to, and I bought the wrong fucking package, and it doesn't cover mental health visits. And I don't know if this counts, but I have to wait until next year. But thankfully, there's some shit online. You can do autism tests online, and regardless of what the answer is, yes or no, we're not using this to make any definitive decision about my life, okay? This is just merely for the curiosity. If you're going on google.com and googling autism test or ADHD test or any type of test and then changing your life based on the results you get from a Google search, you actually need to go to a doctor. But this is just for doing it. And also, some of the questions are kind of fun, and maybe they'll spark a conversation. What a wild thing to do on this Sunday night. Okay, question one. I prefer to do things on my own rather than with others. Hell yes, brother. I hate doing things with others. In every aspect of my life, I'm impressed. Definitely agree. For all these, there's four options. Definitely agree, slightly agree, slightly disagree, or definitely disagree. Definitely agree. I have my whole life hated like group projects, having to ask for help, having to go to things with other people. I love going to movies by myself. I just came back from seeing the movie Problemista by my fucking self. I love going to concerts by myself. Very few times I'm like, damn, I wish I had the companionship of another soul. That just doesn't happen in my brain. Question number two. I prefer doing things the same way. For instance, my morning routine or trip to the supermarket. Yes. Yes. I love every morning waking up at like 7 a.m. 8 a.m. I get an acai bowl. 9 a.m. I go to the gym. 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. I rot in my bed. 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. I think, oh, it's dark now, and there went a whole fucking day. And then 8 p.m. to close, I ponder what more there is on this earth to offer in this life. So we're gonna say definitely agree for the routine. Question number three. I find myself becoming strongly absorbed in something, even obsessional. When I started putting these reflective tiles on my wall, I only was going to do a patch of maybe like 3 feet by 3 feet. And now it is my entire ceiling and wall. So that's to name one thing. What else? I just watched all of the show Girls in the span of 1 week. That was really good. Put aside every single responsibility that I had to do that. Which, you know, I don't think that's like necessarily a trait that kind of pertains to this always. I think binge watching shows is very common, but we'll put slightly agree, because I feel like that was more me as a kid getting like obsessed with things. I'm very sensitive to noise and will wear earplugs or cover my ears in certain situations. I'm gonna say slightly disagree, because I probably am giving myself hearing loss. I just blasted fucking music in my car at the highest possible volume. Sound doesn't really bother me. I don't know. Oh! I just remembered something. Before we get any deeper, I have a bone to fucking pick with you, drama mamas. I have a bone to pick. Sit down. You're in trouble. You're simply put in fucking trouble. We're gonna, a bad thing is about to happen to you, okay? Fuck, I just hit the space bar and it scrolled down. Why the fuck did I get a DM from one of my friends saying, you are number 76 on the top 100 podcasts on Spotify? And then I go to fucking Spotify and it's not the Trauma Mama podcast. It's some little fucking twerp that was re-uploading my YouTube videos onto Spotify. Because apparently you just upload videos to Spotify now. So someone made like a fake podcast. Like, it was just listed as a podcast, but it was all my YouTube videos getting re-uploaded on Spotify. And that somehow was number fucking 76 out of all podcasts on the face of this earth. Like, that shit was above, like, ow! I don't know why I just hit my hand so hard. Like, above, like, or it was, like, right next to, like, Emma Chamberlain. What the fuck? So, that brings me to my first question. Who the fuck is watching my videos on Spotify? When they are literally just on YouTube.com. And I was thinking, okay, maybe they want to, like, download. Like, I don't know. So, I have a serious question for y'all. If you were one of the sick fucks watching my pirated content. Just kidding. I actually don't give a fuck that much. But if you're one of them, why? Why are you doing it? I'm so curious. That, like, what a weird way. Who is watching YouTube videos on Spotify? Like, what the fuck is going on? B, it's completely gone now. And I didn't take it down. Let the record state. Me and my team reached out to Spotify just to be like, hey, what's going on? And then they just deleted it. They just, like, deleted it, nuked it off the fucking platform. So RIP to that. Question C. No, there is no question C. Question just two points. That's all. But it just blew my mind because the Drama Mama podcast, nowhere to be found in even the top 200. We are not in the charts. So I was like, damn, like, like, Spotify was just, like, made for podcasts. My podcast is not in the charts, but people fucking pirating my, like, bootleg YouTube videos somehow made up there. It makes no sense. But anyways, watch on YouTube, you silly gooses. What are you doing? What the heck are y'all doing? Back to, oh my god, sorry, another sidebar, I literally heard someone, like, quote, it was, like, some person with their friend. I went to IKEA for dinner tonight, and there was two people behind me, and they were, like, quoting, like, Nicki Minaj when she was, like, going off the rails, making fun of Megan Thee Stallion, being like, you fragment foot, bitch. And I was stuck in this line for a good 5 minutes, and I swear to God, it was like Twitter incarnate, being stuck inside a human. Twitter literally possessing a human was, like, behind me. Like, they were only speaking in, like, Nicki Minaj quotes. It was, like, the craziest thing I've ever heard or seen in my life. Anyways, back to the autism test. Question number 5. Sometimes people say I'm being rude even though I think I'm being polite. I don't know. I can't think of a time. I feel like I definitely have been rude to people, but I can't think of a time where someone's, like called me out for being rude or, like, said that I was rude. But I definitely have been a rude motherfucker to some people. So, like, I'm going to say slightly disagree. Because, I mean, there's been times where I thought I was, like, maybe being polite. But then I was like, no, that was actually fucking rude what I just did. No concrete examples I can give you, but just trust me. I find it easy to imagine what characters from a book might look like.
Oh.
Well, I haven't read a book in a fucking year, so that's really awesome. I've been chipping away at Infinite Jest. I just started Dune as well. Dune, we can't really use for this because I just saw the fucking movie, so I know what they look like. But Infinite Jest doesn't have a movie or anything, and I feel like I have... Yeah, I'm going to say definitely agree. I have a good idea of what a lot of the characters look like in my head. Question 7. I find it easy to talk in groups of people. Definitely disagree. Group settings are still so fucking frightening to me. Unless I know half of the people there and I'm like friends with half of them, then I can get behind it. But holy shit, I genuinely fear group conversations. It's so scary to me, and I'm like a grown adult. I'm literally 24 and I'm shy. Like what the fuck? I'm a shy 24-year-old adult male. Like, let's be fucking for real. I am more interested in finding out about things than people. They have things in quotation marks. So, like, I'm more interested in things or people. Listen, I'm trying to think. Because I go on Wikipedia binges. And I love to just deep dive into random things. But also people. Like, I'd say half of my Wikipedia searches are, like, random celebrities. Or, like, random public figures. I'd say it's kind of equal. I don't know. I'm going to say slightly agree, more things than people. I find numbers, dates, and strings of information fascinating. Definitely disagree. I don't give a fuck about no number. Patterns. Like, but then again, no, I'm going to say no. I don't care. I prefer nonfiction books and films to fiction. Yes! The last few books that I read were, like, memoirs. I love a good memoir. Like, what the fuck did I just read? Prozac Nation. Okay, My Year of Rest and Relaxation, I thought was nonfiction. I thought that was a memoir. Like, I literally read the whole fucking book and then, like, found out at the end that it was not a memoir. Awesome. Whatever. I find it upsetting if my daily routine is upset or changed. Definitely disagree. I don't schedule things, but, like, I'll wake up, kind of get, like, a vibe of what I want to do, and then, like, I will kind of plan things so that it's, like, bing, bang, bop. Like, there's no time in between events. So, like, I'll think, I want to eat breakfast from this time to this time, like, exactly 50 minutes, and then I want to go to the gym for exactly this amount of time, and then right as soon as I'm done at the gym, I want to be playing Fortnite with my friends, so I'll, like, ask them, like, an hour before. I'm like, y'all want to play Fortnite at this exact fucking time, because I'm insane. But then if, like, someone calls me, or I have to do something that was, like, not in the fucking plan, my day is fucking ruined. I'm like, it actually makes me so annoyed. Yeah. It's difficult for me to understand other people's facial expression and body language. Sometimes I really can't read people, but I'm going to say slightly disagree, because I think it's like social anxiety kicks it into overdrive, so I'm like out of fear analyzing people's body language and facial expressions. Yeah, I'm gonna say slight. But then literally yesterday I convinced myself that I killed the vibe during like a Fortnite session when we were all on FaceTime, and I was like, fuck, did I do that, did I kill this vibe? And slightly disagree. Fuck. I don't have any problems making small talk with new people. Making small talk with other people, especially people that I do not know, is one of the most jarring experiences. If you've ever met me in person, you have experienced this firsthand. If you've ever had the displeasure of seeing me in public, and you think, and you say, oh, is that the can of beans TikTok boy? Oh, is that the vegan teacher hostage boy? And then you go up to me, and I have no fucking words to say, and I'm just, like, like stumbling on sentences, you will see it. You can experience it firsthand. So if you ever see me, come say hi. I'm going to say definitely disagree. I do have problems making small talk with new people. Question 14. I notice very small changes in a person's appearance. Not at fucking all. It's really bad. It's really bad. I've had significant others who would like fully change their fucking hair and I wouldn't notice. And then it would become an argument. And then I'd like literally feel so fucking bad because duh, I should be realizing that they got a fucking haircut. This is not going. Like, I already know what the answer is going to be when we finish this test, but yeah, I don't notice any changes in people's appearance. When I was young, I used to play a lot of Let's Pretend or Imaginary games. Fuck no, I literally hated doing that. When I would like go to like a cousin's house, he'd be like, let's play. I don't know. Like, what is house? Is that a game? I remember, like, my cousins being like, let's play house. And then, like, we would just, like, I'd have to, like, play with their fucking, they had this, like, it was, like, one of those, like, kitchen sets. Like, those, like, Rubbermaid kitchen sets. With, like, random fucking toys. I hated that shit. So, like, I played them, but I did not enjoy them. And they were not out of my free will or volition. So, I'm going to say definitely disagree. I like collecting information about things I'm interested in. Yes. Okay, these questions are kind of fucking stupid. Like, duh. Like. Oh, no, I actually hate, like, just, like, knowing about things I'm interested in. Like, no, that fucking sucks, bro. Like, I'm having second thoughts about this test, you guys. Okay, yeah, definitely agree. I like meeting new people, definitely disagree. Don't even have to think twice about that. People close to me say I talk about the same things repeatedly. Yes. I'm gonna chalk that up, though, to having terrible memory. Like, actually god-awful memory. I don't know why that's on here. I feel like memory lapses are a league of its own, but yeah, no, the amount of times a day that my friends will be like, you said that already. Hey, Ben. Hey, you dumb bitch. Hey, you big bitch. You said that already 4 times. Definitely agree. I find it easy to work out what people are thinking or feeling just by looking at their facial expressions. Nope. I'm, like, actually, like, the meme where it's, like, are you mad at me? Are you mad at me? Are you mad at me? That's, well, I mean, I've kind of, like, gotten that under control, but, like, me high school years, I would just be going up to all my friends 24/7, just being like, are you mad at me? Are you mad at me? What did I do? Did I do something? Are you mad at me? Are you mad because I did something? Do you like me? Wait, do you guys like me? Yeah, no. Definitely disagree. New social situations make me feel anxious. Already went over that. Definitely agree. It is important to me to carefully plan any activities I'm going to do. Okay, it's... Here's the thing. I can be a little spontaneous. So, like my roommate's birthday is coming up and we don't have any solid plans, but I know a vague sense of what we're doing, and listen, that's all I need. I'm fine with that. But for me personally, if I'm just like having a day to myself, I'm gonna plan every single thing to a fucking T. So I'm gonna say slightly agree. Like, I care a little bit, but it's not like life or death. Find it hard to work out what people's intentions are. No, definitely disagree. I feel like if I really sit down and it's like someone that I like know and I'm trying to get to the bottom of why they are a certain way, I can psychoanalyze that motherfucker and figure out exactly why XYZ is in their nature. I go full therapist mode, so I'm going to say definitely disagree. I would find it really hard to play imaginary games with children. What the fuck is this question? I'm going to say no, because I would have so much fun creating the most, like, terrifying, horrific imaginary game. I'd be like, okay, let's play the game. You go down in the basement, and then I AirPlay to the TV screaming sound effects, and then I lock the doors and create lifelong childhood trauma for you. Definitely disagree. That would be fun as fuck. I am a good diplomat and can ease difficult social or work situation. Diplomat? Fun fact, I wanted to be a part of the CIA so bad as a kid growing up, even though I grew up in Canada and we don't have the fucking CIA. But I loved spy movies and thought of being in a spy movie would be so fun. Why am I losing my voice? What's going on? I'm a good diplomat and can help ease difficult social... yeah, but I don't do it in, like, an efficient way. Like, whenever there's conflict, I'll just, like, scream, like, SHUT THE FUCK UP! Until people stop. Until people... I don't know. I feel like I cause as many problems as I solve. So I feel like... I'm gonna say slightly disagree. I don't think I'm a good diplomat. I'm often the last person to understand a joke. No, I'm not the last person, but it does take me a minute, so I'm gonna say slightly disagree. I like doing things spontaneously. I like it as, like, a novelty, I'd say. I like once a month being like, I'm so spontaneous. Like, I took the fucking Amtrak train from LA to this random town in Arizona called Flagstaff. And then, like, went out into the desert and, like, planned the whole trip, like, a day before. That's not even that spontaneous. Like, I still fucking planned it. But, I'm gonna say slightly agree because I like it within reason. If I'm interrupted doing something, I find it hard to get back to what I was doing beforehand. Yup! So, when I, like, edit my videos, I need to get into, like, a flow state where I can have, like, 10 hours of uninterrupted time. I can't just, like, chip away at editing a video. Like, I can't just, like, do, like, 30 minutes at a time or, like, a few hours a day. Fuck no. I need to completely lose myself. I need to lose all sense of self for multiple hours on end to get any work done. So I'm gonna say slightly agree. It's hard to get back. I notice patterns and things all the time. Fuck no. Definitely disagree. Whenever people are like, angel number. Yeah, no. I have some very strong interests and get upset if I can't pursue them. Yes. If I go a day without Fortnite time, I go fucking so grumpy. This sounds so cringe and so fucking alpha, but if I can't go to the gym every single day, which I know I don't fucking look like I go to the gym every day, it's because I go there and then just push things, or I just black out and push machines around for like 20 minutes and come to and burn like 3 calories and call it a day. But it makes my brain feel good. Shut the fuck up. Slightly agree. Okay, last question. I can tell if someone I'm talking to is getting bored. No. Actually, yeah. No. I was gonna say, no, I can tell, but only with certain people. Like, I can tell when I'm yapping and I'm like, I'll just, like, yap to my roommate sometimes and I can tell he's like, all right, like, let's fucking wrap this up. But then other people, like, if I'm, like, meeting new people, I'm in a group and I'm yapping, fuck, I could be boring them. I don't know. I'm gonna say slightly disagree. Oh god, here we go. So these results indicate that, drum roll please, you experience many typical signs of autism. So they have, like, a little scale here. 0 to 7 points is no tendencies. 8 to 12 points is few tendencies. 13 to 15 is slight tendencies. 16 to 19 is a borderline indication. And 20 to 30 is strong likelihood. I got 19. That is smack dab on the border of borderline indication and strong likelihood. What should I do now? Please remember that this test only indicates the common signs of autism based on your experiences. Your results are not a clinical diagnosis and doesn't necessarily mean you're autistic. However, people who report scores like yours often benefit from an autism assessment. How much does an autism assessment cost? Are autism assessments for adults cost £2,250, British pounds? All assessments are conducted by neurodevelopmental specialists and use evidence-based methods to conclusively determine whether you're autistic. What the fuck? I'm so sorry, but it does not cost $2,000 to figure out if you have autism. That's the most bonkers thing I've ever read. And if you're a doctor and that's your fucking job and you're out here like saying like, okay, I'm going to figure out, okay, let's see if you have autism. And they go beep, boop, boop, and figure it out. And then they say, yes, that's not $2,000. Like, literally lose your fucking license. Go do surgery. Go like take out a fucking tumor. What are you doing? That actually just made me so mad. Okay, well, are we surprised that I am on the borderline scale of autism? But I'm not, because this is just a online test and it's silly and it's just for curiosity's sake. Keep in mind. Sorry, I'm reading the comments. I'm 10 steps ahead. Already planning my next move, and I'm trying to get the drama for this week. Someone said, let's fucking go. We got 2 episodes in 1 week. No, y'all didn't. What? Like, I post like clockwork every Wednesday. No more, no less, my mamas. Unless they're confused and they're thinking of the bootleg knockoff bed of the week, Spotify fucking. I'm really into Caro Caro Benito recently. Okay. This drama's from at Cactus. By the way, if you want me to read your drama on a future episode of the Drama Mama podcast, comment that down below on the YouTube video version of this podcast. They said, drama. My friend went to the hospital because of an eating disorder, and a girl in our friend group, who we're not really close with, blackmailed her into telling her. I don't know how to respond. I'm guessing you said telling me. Wait, what? Telling her? Who's her in this situation? I don't know how to respond or even if I should. Love you, Ben. You make my day. Okay, I don't understand that sentence, so I'm not going to read that drama because I don't know who her is in that set. Let me give it one more time. Am I just like fucking like not? Do I just have like grade one reading levels? My friend went into the hospital because of an eating disorder, and a girl in our friend group who we're not really close with blackmailed her. That sentence doesn't make sense. Someone said, awesome room changing. The decoration itself is so cozy. The mirrors are the best in the ceiling. Must be nice while baking cookies. Okay. Didn't need to put that last little fucking bit, but, you know. drama time. I had a crush last year that my friend always hated on, and now they're dating. But she literally hasn't told me. I found it on my own because she thinks it'll hurt me. Like, what the fuck are you doing it then? So, did they hate on the crush because they hated the person? Or did they hate on the crush because they liked them? Question for the culture. Wait, let me refer back to the source material. I mean, I think it's everyone's prerogative if they choose or choose not to share if they're in a relationship. But saying that she didn't want to share that she was in that relationship because it would hurt you is bullshit. Is BS. Yeah, no, I feel like that's not a valid reason. They kind of sound like they're a shitty friend, to be honest. Especially if they hated on you for having a crush on the same person. Like, pick a fucking struggle. I don't really have much advice for you other than hightail it out of that friendship. But they'll break up eventually and then they'll come crawling back. So at that point, that's the time when you can be like, oh, Look who it is. Damn, another day, mamas, another fucking day in this life, in this world, but I hope it's a good day for you, and I appreciate you rocking with me and having my voice that is I'm losing somehow be a part of it. And thank you for your support on this podcast, and I'll see you next Wednesday. And you won't see me on Spotify with my videos because that shit got nuked. So you will only ever see me here. And I love you. And maybe I do have autism, but maybe it's the laughs we had along the way. All right, see you. Bye.